Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to talk about Israel and Operation Protective Edge. I just want to say, I look at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and I go, man, this guy is such an amazing leader. I say this often, and I was talking to my sons about it the other day, and I'm thinking, you know, my son asked me, who's that? And I started telling him, you know, what was happening. And, you know, it's so encouraging to see leadership rise up and not cave in to public opinion. I mean, when the whole world is around, surrounding you and telling you, stop it, knock it off, don't defend yourself, you know, you can, and you're very tiny, small country, you could see where maybe some of these countries begin to waver and say, okay, maybe we need to. But I just love how he just says, hey, this is what we got to do. This is what we're going to do. And we're going to get the job done. And he was recently interviewed by Fox News, and basically he said, listen, because, you know, everyone's pressing him onto when's this going to stop? And it's interesting that you don't see anyone from Hamas being interviewed. Where are they? Exactly. Where are they? You know,
or asking them those questions.
Yeah, where are they not asking them these questions? I have not seen the leader of Hamas yet. I mean, is he still in the tunnel? I don't get it. But it's like, come on now. Why? You know, all these questions are being lobbed here at the Prime Minister of Israel. And basically he said that, hey, listen, much military power, as much as necessary, we're going to be able to, you know, put in there basically. And we're going to fight for as long as it takes against terror and basically restore peace to the country. And that's really their main, mission here, is to bring back the quiet, he said. They're going to use as much force as is necessary. I mean, you got to get the job done. So whatever it takes is whatever it takes. And basically, he says, as long as it takes, that's what it's going to be. So we can't give you a time frame, nor are we going to, you know, project to our enemies, we're going to pull out of, in a certain amount of time of this area. No, we're going to go in, faithfully take care of it, and get the job done. And they're finding these tunnels. I mean, you know, today they have already destroyed 32 underground tunnels, 59 feet in the ground, 1 mile long from the Gaza Strip into Israel. And they found a cache of weapons and all sorts of rockets and RPGs and all kinds of things like that. They even found a little motorcycle inside there. Wow. And they're literally driving underground, and the whole idea is to pop up in Israel in someone's backyard and to kidnap either a soldier or a civilian and bring them down into this tunnel. I mean, just think about it, it just sounds so demonic. And it's like, what is that? You know, when your enemy has to go underground and hidden, you know, to come get you, it's like, if you're gonna fight, you know, let's do this the right way. You know, but it's just so devious and so just, you know, it cloak and in darkness, and just kind of reminds me a lot of times of how the enemy operates. Never out and open, never, but always in secret and deceptive ways, to the point now that, you know, we've shared this extensively, and even people know in Gaza are even denying this, that children are being used as human shields. And so there's a high death rate, which, to be honest, is very, very sad to see so many Palestinians, believe over 1,600 have been killed. And it's sad. You think, wow, you know, this is loss of life. And we're talking about, you know, civilians that live there. But this is happening because the Hamas terrorists are putting children and women and families in harm's way. They're putting rockets inside of homes, inside of hospitals. In fact, they said that a university was being used to research all sorts of weaponry. And so they had to go in and destroy that. A mosque, they did the same thing in a mosque here recently. They put a whole bunch of rocket launchers in a mosque.
Schools, same thing.
Schools. And so they have to come out. In fact, Israel said that they took out in the last 24 hours 200 targets, and in particular mosques that concealed weapons. And they said, listen, we've got to get the job done. And so now you're hearing some support from the United States. It kind of comes in and out. You have John Kerry kind of doing his thing, the president saying something else. But someone else has stepped into this conversation, which I thought was quite interesting. And, you know, the president has many advisors, but there seems to be just one advisor who has been known to be the senior advisor, and that's Valerie Jarrett. She was born in Iran, and she was the one who actually hired Michelle Obama, and then before she was the first lady back in Chicago, and they, you know, were able to talk to Barack at that time, not the president. And so this relationship has been around for a long, long time, and she's, you know, helped them out into the White House. But when we get back from break, we're going to talk about some recent comments that Valerie Jarrett has actually spoken out, and we're going to talk about that. We're talking about Operation Protective Edge in Israel and Israel's right to defend herself from enemies who are firing rockets into their country. And we've been just saying that just it's amazing to see leadership rise up to, you know, to the place that, that it is there in Israel, where they're able to kind of stay even when it stinks, and not back down to any kind of outside pressure. And believe me, there is a ton of pressure on Israel. And Valerie Jarrett had some kind of interesting remarks here. But before we do talk about Valerie, I do want to share that, you know, an update that's occurred that CBN's reporting that this offensive, remember, the whole idea that why Israel is occupying or went into Gaza is to, you know, do a thorough job in removing the tunnels. They had to go, you know, on the ground. And Steve, you know this as being in the military. You got to know what you got to be able to see what's there. How is that? I mean, when you, because so many things are hidden and you don't know and you're in foreign territory. What is that like when you have to search for a rocket underneath, you know?
Well, urban warfare is definitely, it's all consuming. The best thing that you can really just think about is the fact that imagine danger 360 degrees all around you. You don't know the next door, whether it's going to be hostile. You don't know if somebody's going to be coming at you with a gun. You don't know if a child's going to be there. When you're walking down a street, you've got windows all over the place. There could be bombs. There could be rockets. And if you do receive mortar fire, it could be from five blocks away. And it really makes it a whole complex environment, because you are basically six guys, depending on who you're operating with, and you're fighting a village. You're fighting a city. And that's the hard thing is that it's really stacked against you. And it makes that objective that much more harder, where it's not much it's not a straightforward, hey, I can see this guy, this is where I'm going. You really have to pay attention. There's unlimited variables that you got to be aware of.
Makes me want to, you know, pray more for the IDF soldiers, because you're looking at a continual state of stress. I can only imagine, you know, with that high intensity, because you don't know, you're doing your very best not to harm a civilian. You know, that's the whole thing. You want to protect life. So you're being aware, you're looking intently, because you know that if you pull the trigger, you can kill the wrong person. These bullets kill.
And that's what's even more just alarming when you look at some of the pictures that the IDF have posted, is that a lot of these tunnels,
Israeli Defense Forces,
correct, they're in homes, and you'll see where it's just like they've just kind of very, you know, they've
in the corner of a house,
man. Yeah, and you wouldn't even realize it. But that's the thing; it's unconventional warfare. You have to be able to begin to put yourself in that thought process of the enemy. It's like, okay, where would I place this? And when you're seeing some of the things that the Israeli Defense Forces are seeing, I mean, it's very difficult. And a lot of times it's not a cut and dry situation. It's very complex.
Well, CBN's reporting that Israel is in the process of pulling some of their troops out already. Seems that they're getting closer and closer to finishing their objective, which is really, you know, getting rid of these tunnels, so that and destroying the network that Hamas has, kind of putting this to bed, so they don't have to deal with this, hopefully ever, but at least for a long time. You know, they say that each of those tunnels, there's a cost, a value of $3 million per tunnel. That's $90 million that could have been used towards resources for their own people. I mean, we shared previously on VFN TV that the electricity went out. They have, most of the country's not, doesn't even have electricity. They can't bake their bread. The people are suffering there. And it's like, instead of trying to wage war against the people that actually gave you the land, you know, why don't you just enjoy life and use those resources to build, you know, your society? But a lot of they don't produce much. It's a very high unemployment rate. And a lot of their money comes from Saudi Arabia and different places, hundreds of millions of dollars, because they're not able to even support themselves. But when you're trying to fight and, you know, do terrorist attacks the entire time, it's not going to go well. So, you know, they're starting to draw out and pull folks out. But there were some really serious things that have occurred because the Obama administration has really started to condemn Israel and their attacks, especially when school was hit. And reportedly, you know, and CBN's reporting this, that Benjamin Netanyahu told the administration, basically, don't ever second guess him again. Mm. I mean, because at this point, you know, can you blame them at this mm-hmm. point? You know, they're trying to do the very best that they can do. And I heard
they're pouring rockets on their heads continually, day in and day out.
Exactly.
And they're supposed to sit there and do nothing.
Mm-hmm. And do nothing. Right. Ridiculous. And they're condemning them. And then they're highlighting the fact that these children are being murdered. And it's like, well, okay, then you need to address the people who are actually putting the children in harm's way, which would be Hamas. Mm-hmm. But you didn't see that, you know, you hardly see any Hamas people at all. Mm-hmm. It's like, where are they? Where are you? Mm-hmm. When is the international community going to hold Hamas accountable for the atrocity? Mm-hmm. And the UN is continually trying to go against Israel. And again, the UN Secretary General, I believe, is a Ban Ki-moon. He called it a moral outrage and a criminal act, and demanded a quick investigation. And it's like, are you serious? Are you serious? And so, you know, pray for Israel. Pray that they finish what they have to finish, get mm-hmm. the job completed, that we can restore peace, as the Prime Minister says, and quiet back into their country. They continue to live and continue to transact and do business. You know, on a previous program, we talked and shared about former Israeli ambassador Michael Oren, and he was being interviewed in a city in Israel. Mm-hmm. And he says, look, this is a great country. Still, under the barrage of rockets, we will not be deterred. We will not be moved back. We're still conducting business. We're still living lives. We're still moving forward because we're not going to allow the terrorists to interrupt our lives. We're not going to allow them to win. We're going to continue to persevere. And so, but yet, in the midst of that, you would think by now that there would be a huge international outcry. Where are the leaders? Where is everyone stepping up right now around the world to say, Hamas, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. But instead, they voted for war crimes to investigate war crimes against Israel, and 17 nations abstained from voting, and only one nation said no, and that was the United States. Mm-hmm. One nation. But now you have Valerie Jarrett, who's being interviewed, and she was discussing, and she says, Israeli strikes near civilian havens in Gaza were indefensible. And she goes on, she was on Face the Nation, she goes on to say, it's a devastating situation. Although she says Israel has the right to defend itself, and we're Israel's staunchest ally, but you also can't condone the killing of all these innocent children. And so as you see, there's conversation of both sides of the mouth. It's like no one's trying to condone any kind of civilian killing. In fact, you hear the prime minister, you hear many people, mm-hmm. you hear soldiers, IDF soldiers saying, listen, we're doing our very best not to kill children, but what do you do when the enemy is hiding behind?
And that's what's it's amazing how one side of the conversation is. And what is so devastating is the fact, like we're talking about, is Hamas is consistently using schools, universities, mosques, homes of Palestinians mm-hmm. for their weapon caches, mortar mm-hmm. fire. They're shooting from there. And that's the thing, is like it's a whole bunch of, like, you know, hit and move. They'll shoot from a window and then leave the house real quick. They'll respond to the muzzle flash. They'll respond to the fire and then say, look at you. You shot a home. And that's the hard thing. It's like you can't get sucked into all of the pressure against Israel and saying they're wrong. When you look at it, it's just like, okay, well then stop placing all of your weapon systems, stop placing all of your caches in, you know, locations of importance in a school.
Right.
And it's just like that condemnation needs to be put upon Hamas and saying, okay, that needs to stop because you're looking at the response to it.
Yeah. You know, it's for us as believers and as Christians to understand, listen, the world may be duped, but we can't be duped. Mm-hmm. And we can't buy into this narrative. We just need to remember that we need to stay focused on Israel, praying for God to continue to intervene and move on their behalf, that no Israelis will be killed and you know, there's life to be over, but to bring peace and restoration to Israel and to put an end to this terrorist organization, Hamas, and every other nation that would think they're going to rise against Israel. I think that one of the best things that's coming out of all of this is showing these other nations, shock and all. This is what happens when you mess with Israel. You want to think twice about ever doing that again.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.